Thank you, Lucius. Man, some of these texts continue to come in of the dumbest way you've injured yourself. 469 nearly killed myself when I had a circular saw get away from me and it embedded in my bicep. Yeah, I've never messed with a circular saw. You know, there's one in my garage that a buddy left like 2 years ago. And the other weekend, Abby asked me to cut some board for some she had going on in her closet. And I was looking at the circular saw. I got out the extension cord. I got out those little, what do they call them, horses? The little things that you lay down to put. I couldn't do it. I ended up grabbing a handsaw and giving myself the workout of a lifetime over going with the circular saw because it intimidates me, you know? And I'm not afraid. You guys know I'm not afraid.
Did you at least have the base for the handsaw where you can like lay it certain ways so you can get the angles? Or are you like really holding something and working?
Oh, no, it had that base thing where you would slide, you know, but I didn't do it. You know, I could not bring myself to do it because I have no experience with that damn saw, you know. And you know, I'm a big fan of the chainsaw.
You are.
You know, I'm a big fan of power tools around the yards and stuff like that. But
when you cleared out that whole area in that backyard of yours.
Yeah. No, my buddy's friend or my buddy's dad when we were growing up, he had one of those circular saw things drop onto his upper thigh area into that crucial artery, almost died.
Oh my God.
He almost he's got to be on the lookout with those things. Oh
my gosh, dude.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
You got to be built different to really able to handle that.
Salute to those guys who are doing like a 40- or 50-year career, you know, whipping those things out and going to work, precise cuts. They got their measurements right and, you know, not hurting themselves.
I can imagine, like, if a nail gun, like, you seen those guys in the roofers and stuff like that, they hit all those things. I could just see one of those going right into my foot.
Absolutely.
Something like that, you know, stepping, you're thinking, and then just goes.
Well, how many times do you just try to basically, like, I'm going to hammer in a nail, and you just you smack your finger or something?
Yeah.
Okay, man, I'm sorry. We're going to get to this Super Bowl content here in 2 seconds. 16 years old, 918 says, I was 16. Me and my friend played Russian roulette with a 357.
Jeez.
We both went once. I went second. We're both alive.
Oh,
Woo.
God.
Oh, July, man.
You actually played Russian roulette.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable. Crazy.
Shout out to Tulsa.
He went second.
I wonder what they were boozing on.
Oh, my Woo. Gosh.
682, how can Gavin own guns, but you're scared of a circular saw? Well, I didn't grow up like my dad wasn't handing me a circular saw. You know, I grew
it's
up.
It's a different beast.
We got BB guns. We got pellet guns. We were shooting the buddies' guns. Like, it was a slow progression. You know, I didn't have a toy circular saw at 8 years old that I could sort of, you know, gradually get into. So it's just, you know, I guess you guys are going to get me missing a limb here or something if you keep taunting me. Okay, we got bold predictions here for the Super Bowl. Jordan DeJani, CBSSports.com. He buying or selling these? Saquon Barkley rushes for 200. That'd be something.
That's pretty bold. And with his ability to take a 60-yarder in the blink of an eye, I mean, it doesn't take... It's not out of this world to consider that he could actually do that.
Yeah, Chiefs' run defense isn't elite, is it? It's just really good.
No, I mean, the Bills ran on them pretty well.
In the second half in particular. First half, I felt like they were bottling them up nicely. But they're not, like, super dominant. But everything about the Chiefs just gets better when it matters.
Yeah, like, Spags, that's going to be priority number one. And they flipped that switch, you know, like, in the fourth quarter. There was one of the sideline reports where, hey, he's getting everybody together. And he's like, guys, we got to stop the run. Like, if you want to win this game, you've got to stop the run. So I think it's going to be all about how can we contain Barkley and Hurts with his legs. So I'm gonna fart on that one. I'm going to say, no, he doesn't get to 200.
Yeah,
might get 199.
Oh yeah, no, I would definitely not be betting that would happen.
I need good odds.
Sell that.
Yeah,
there's a couple of metrics you need to keep in mind on this one though. Is that Barkley's had 11 runs of 20 miles per hour. He's had three of those, 11 during the season. But also the Chiefs are one of the best tackling teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So you know their percentage is like they only miss like 8.6 of their tackles.
Yeah, they're sound.
So they rally,
they fly to the ball.
Exactly. That's the one thing to keep somebody from gaining a lot of yards. Just don't let them get started. And the Chiefs are good at doing that.
Next bold prediction, Zach Bond, Eagles Ed, registers a sack, a forced fumble, and an interception. I would probably need 50-1 odds to bet on all of those things happening, but it speaks to how great he is and how important he leaves as a free agent.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
Yeah, I hope they are not able to bring him back. He's been outstanding this year, but that would be an all-time defensive performance in a Super Bowl.
I mean, he is definitely having himself a time here in these postseason. Xavier Worthy wins Super Bowl MVP, 742 yards from scrimmage, 9 touchdowns, 17 games, got 11 passes for $130 and a touchdown in 2 postseason games. Become the first rookie in history to win it after picking up 150 scrimmage yards, 2 touchdowns. Xavier Worthy, a buying or selling that? What kind of odds would you need on that? That sounds like about a 40-to-1-er. Or so.
Yeah,
it's awful bold.
Has Mahomes won the MVP for all these? Every time the Chiefs win, he's the MVP, right?
I think he has. I know he was the running back Damien Williams. I thought maybe should have gotten it the first time.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But I do think it went to Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is. It'll be fun to see. Like, Mecole Hardman has been a guy that has had some big moments in some of these games.
Juju.
Juju Smith-Schuster in the last game.
The Super Bowl with the Eagles.
With the Chiefs, it is interesting, like, who could be that guy? Because they just have a bunch of just, like, sort of solid dudes. Nobody's unbelievable. It used to be Kelsey, and you can always channel that. But they kind of spread the wealth pretty nicely.
I mean, if I had to pick someone other than Mahomes, I'd go with Pacheco.
I mean, if you want to be...
I mean, it seemed like they were running Kareem Hunt versus the Bills, using him more than Pacheco. Kareem Hunt, like, getting a couple short yardage touchdowns, not out of the question.
So Worthy would be my guy.
How about a dark horse guy? If you want a defender, throw Chris Jones in there.
Yeah.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? If all of a sudden Saquon Barkley gets no yards or doesn't have a great game...
Bolton.
I mean, this might be one of those... We haven't seen one since, Chuck Howley back way back in the... And that was on a losing team, but...
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, Von Miller.
Yeah, Von Miller, 2015.
I'm sorry. You're right. We've seen it.
But it's super rare.
Super rare. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Does Barkley score twice, asked the 817? I would say there's chances are good of that.
Is that a betting thing?
That's not
a betting odd right there? I think that's a betting odd.
There's 10 question marks. This guy needs this answer.
Oh, dude, he needs twice. Come on, please. Yeah, he's going to get 2 touchdowns.
Man, please don't bet on my advice. So he hit a remote down the
road. I mean, just reading about it, he's had 344 yards in the playoffs and 5 TDs. That's the most by any player in the postseason in the next-gen stats era.
Boom, shock-a-lock. Okay, number 5, Chiefs win the Super Bowl by stuffing the tush push. Speaking of Chris Jones, there's a huge fourth down. If he has a couple of sacks, maybe a forced fumble, then he steps up.
Yeah.
And you know, is in the backfield somehow stopping the tush push. That could do it.
Yeah, a walk-off goal line stand.
That'd be so epic.
Something like that.
Oh, I'd love that.
I'm not betting on... I think in order to beat the Eagles, you have to assume their tush pushes are going to work and you're going to figure out a way to beat them.
I think Kansas City stopped 4 of 6 quarterback sneaks in the playoffs this time around. I think that's a stat we look at. That they're one of the teams that actually, you know, I know Buffalo had their opportunities to try, but yeah, I think they're 4 out of 6 on stopping fourth down quarterback sneaks.
Incredible.
Looks like Barkley's over under for the game yardage wise is anywhere from 112.5 to 115.5.
Over.
Yeah, I'd take the over on that too.
6'8", we might have a new champ here, guys. Driving a T post with a sledgehammer, tiny piece of metal broke off, went through my jeans, slightly penetrating my right cojone.
How do you define slight penetration there?
I don't know.
Like a grazing?
A sliver of it.
Hopefully that's just a flesh wound.
Maybe just a soak.
I was in the military in Somalia doing front gate security. My Overwatch was changing the barrel of a 60 cal. Forgot to move the ammunition. Shot a 3-round burst, skipping over my feet. Oh, that's a close call right there.
Make it damn.
I almost got hit by a spear gun one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Spear gun?
Fishing? Spear gun fishing, yeah.
We had a blowgun situation earlier. Now we have a spear gun.
Yeah, fishing guy. Spear gun went off and went across my stomach. It didn't go. It went just across. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a close call right there.
Didn't
close call. That would have been fatal.
Yeah, it would have gone into me. Yeah, I probably would have died.
Yeah, maybe. No doubt. Yeah. Long way from the hospital at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, last one. 682. During a roofing job, nail gun wouldn't work all day. I moved up to the ridge to sit down. The nail gun hit my knee.
There you go.
And that's when it worked, putting a nail into my knee.
There you go.
That's awful.
I'm telling you, man, the nail gun is a terrifying thing. Mm. It really is.
Yeah.
That's a stay away from me.
It looks amazing. Like, you're like, wow, I need to get some efficient compressed air around the house here.
Lucius did the sound effects for you. It's very efficient.
It'd be nice if your HOA provided just a guy that could handle that.
Yeah.
You know, was always just sort of on call, ready for that moment.
Great power comes great responsibility. That's the man for the job right there. We need the designated nail gun guy. NFL news of the day coming up. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Should we rename the Lombardi Trophy? And who would you be rooting for in the Super Bowl if you were this guy? That's next.